Today I want to record my first podcast in what I think will become something of a series. I'm going to call this series Dom or Not. One of the services that I offer to my clients is that of sort of someone who's like a mentor. What I do is once I make sure that the client is in a position where he has been shaped and molded and he has been given a basic foundation for submission, I then help him to transition so that he can go out and find his own dom. But usually submissives who usually they're not ready to do that on their own. So what I will do is either research independently profiles of DOMs, or I will have my client research profiles of DOMs, and we talk about them together. And we talk about what the red flags are, whether or not this person might be a good fit, why they might be a good fit, how they're going to push my client, so on and so forth. We can look at the pictures if the client wants, and usually that's going to be important. But one thing that I don't allow my client to do is just look at pictures. You have to read the profile. If there's nothing there in the profile, then you don't take the person seriously. All right, so with that being said, let's look at our first profile. This woman says, "Hi dogs, exclamation point. If you seek cruel, strict mistress, you are welcome. Don't contact me under 25YO, please. Kids is my limit. Team viewer, exclamation point." Okay, the picture here is of a very attractive young woman. Her tits are pushed up and exposed. She's got the pucker fishy lips, and she's got shades on. The leather jacket looks expensive. Her highlights look expensive. She may or may not be great in bed. And this is it in terms of her profile. Now, this says, "Hi, dogs." Okay, I am all for putting a sub in his place, and he may be a dog or a puppy, he may be furniture. But to just across the board call a person a dog because they are submissive, that's going to be the type of person who just overgeneralizes everything, just as I did with that statement. They're going to overgeneralize. They're not going to pay attention to you as an individual. Before I assign someone as a dog or a puppy or a good boy or a slut boy or a panty boy, I have gotten to know that person. So on one hand, I want to say labels are bad, but on the other hand, labels are fun because they help you to grow closer together. They give you that little, it's like a fun weapon that you can use with your sub. But again, to just start a message out by saying, "Hi, panty boys," and I just assume that all submissives are panty boys, I'm letting you know how close-minded I am. The punctuation here is atrocious. This person is not a native English speaker, and if they were, shame on them. Instead of getting those tits inflated, they should have invested a bit in their education. This is really poorly written. If you seek cruel mistress, there's no article there. This person is not a native speaker. Kids is my limit. Don't contact me under 25YO. Doesn't say don't contact me if you are under 25. This is extremely poorly written. The person is not a native English speaker, and she's just looking, if it even is a woman, she's just going to make a mess of your life. If that's what you're looking for, then go for it. Have fun. Next profile. Let's see. All right, there's a picture of someone's foot. Female dominant. Just looking out for a LTR, long-term relationship, with a loyal and obedient sub or sissy. And that's it. Dot, dot. There's no punctuation here. The person has not taken care with their writing. Just there's a picture of someone's foot, and their pedicure is lovely. Lovely foot here. Red toenail polish, but the hand has no polish on it. You may just call me a stickler. Maybe I'm too picky, but if you get a pedicure, why not get your nails to match? That's a little bit weird for me. As a woman, I'm thinking, if you got a pedicure and your toes are red, are you doing that to feed into someone's fetishes? Or are you doing that because a woman who really cares about herself is going to take care of both her hands and her feet? I'm just putting that out there. So this picture just disturbs me in some ways. There's only one sentence here. It's not well written. The punctuation is not correct. And the sentence does not even begin with a capital letter. When people don't take care with their profiles, when they don't put any kind of effort into their profiles, they're not going to care about you, guys. So she says female dominant, but she's not telling you what she has to offer. She's not telling you what she expects from you. You can be sub or sissy. That's weird. Next profile. All right. This person says female dominant, 33. And you will notice that I'm not mentioning where these people are from, because it doesn't matter. I'm not trying to advertise for anyone. You guys can find profiles like this any day of the week. There are tens of thousands of them on the internet, so I don't need to advertise the website or who the person is. So far, I haven't even come across a profile that I like. This one has some content in it. It says, "I am an experienced, strict, and naturally born dominatrix." Okay, I like this. I'm seeing punctuation. I'm seeing capitalized first words being the first letter of the first word in the sentence being capitalized. That's a nice feeling. I'm telling you guys, if you see someone who is writing their profile as though they are text chatting, you're going to have a problem. Seriously, there are going to be lots of problems there. So this person is indeed writing in full sentences, which I like. She says, "If you wished to be collared and owned," I don't know why that's past tense, "if you wished to be collared and owned by a highly skilled and intelligent leader with a body worthy of your worship, you have come with me on the journey. You have to come with me on the journey of self-discovery and enlightenment where the truth would be revealed to you." Now, I think this is interesting. This person is talking about a journey. That's one of my favorite words. She sounds like she's taking care of her body, and she's probably going to require the sub to do the same. She understands that the way that you feel on the inside is a direct reflection of the way that you treat your body. Enter my world, give up your control, and let me twist your mind in control of your body. Follow my judgment, and you will be happy in the end. Whether you are a newbie or experienced sub who wishes to escape into my dark world of BDSM." Now that's interesting. I don't know why she's categorizing BDSM as dark, so I don't know how dark and twisted this person may be, but you don't call it a dark world unless you mean it. For me, BDSM is a very light-filled space, and I don't allow darkness to enter that space. I take great care of the space that I provide for my clients. So this person is going to appeal to someone who's interested in something perhaps a bit more sadistic, probably pain-oriented, and she does indicate that she's looking for a sex slave. So there is a high emphasis here on sexuality, not BDSM as a whole, but BDSM, and she's saying that it's dark and that she's focusing on sex. That is going to appeal to the kind of person who wishes to just get lost in darkness. But I can tell you that there's something about the human spirit that really may be compelled to darkness, but once you get lost in darkness, it's like there's a void in your soul, and you start feeling the ache and the void, the dullness, and it starts to wear on you. So honestly, I have never seen people lost in darkness and who revel in it. Usually they get lost in darkness and they feel trapped, and they just deal with feeling trapped. But a person who really enjoys being lost in darkness and who enjoys just being lost in sexual exploits, there are people who enjoy that. That's not my space. But is this person dominant? Yes, I would say that she probably is. She knows what she's doing. She knows how to get what she wants out of her sub or subs. And she's not going to play any games. Yeah, she's a real dom. I would enter her space carefully and with some thought, because you're not going to leave her space and be the same. You will forever be changed if you enter her space. Is she dominant? Yes, she is. She's writing in full sentences as well. I like that. Okay, let's try another one. What is this? Oh, this is a weird picture. Okay, it just looks dark just from the picture. It looks very dark and like a fantasy kind of web that would be woven. Let's see what she says. She's from the Netherlands. I love that region of the world. Female, dominant, 38 years old. Let's see what she says. This is a lengthy profile, so this will be my last one, and I will try to go over the highlights. First of all, this person has a full profile, and she also has some writings that she has submitted. Let's check her out. She says, first off, friends are always welcome. Dominant or submissive females and males, the young and the old. And with friends, I just mean talking about vanilla and BDSM stuff, not cyber. However, do send a message containing more than just hi, or it will be deleted. Okay, so this is a person who's interested in communicating. She doesn't want to find people who are just full of fluff, but it sounds like she's truly interested in who you are as a person. That's a good sign, but it's also going to be a warning for people who are just trying to bullshit someone. For people who are people of substance in the lifestyle are going to be much more potentially dangerous than people who are just fluffy and I call them Barbies and, you know, they just want money for shoes and hats or whatever. People of substance, dominance of dominatrices of substance are going to be people that you really want to be careful of, because they will work their way inside of your head and they will fuck you over. And it's a lot of fun to do that. So you have to be careful. You don't approach someone like this with bullshitting games. In the About Me, I'm reading on, in the About Me, you can read a bit about my personality. She's looking for real-time slaves and Fendom worshippers. Keep reading further down to the part. I don't know what that means. Remember, she's not a native English speaker. What am I looking for in a long-term real-time slave? That means click on the see full profile, not just the bit you see when you stumble on my profile. So she wants you to actually read. Okay, online subs, fin slaves, pigs, etc. Most of you are nothing but time wasters that just waste a dom's time instead of being of any use. If, however, you think you are a good little piggy, ATM, financial sub, or whatever title you like using, you may beg me for my wish list. Okay, this is a bullshit artist. So right away, she's starting with fin slaves and pay piggies. And she's saying, if you're not going to put out, if you're not going to give me access to your money, then you are wasting my time. I'm disappointed. I'm disappointed. So this kind of person who is interested in speaking and communicating, it's probably going to be for the purpose of getting inside of your head so that she can take your money. And so if you're truly interested in that, then go for it. But honestly, I've never met a financial sub who's actually interested in being financially fucked over. Honestly, I have never met a true pay piggy. I've seen men who want to give their money, but it's only as long as they can stay in control of the purse strings. It's only as long as their dicks are interested. It's only as long as dot dot dot. So what they're doing is paying for a service. They're not really pay piggies. They're not really financial slaves. They're just alpha males coming here to get their fucking rocks off. So there are no true financial subs. They just don't exist. It's all a game. It's all a show. And for people who really do get into giving away large sums of money, what they're doing is just paying for a sexual high. So you may tell yourself, "Oh, I'm truly, a financial sub," but you're not. You're not. You're paying for a sexual high. You're not really serving that dom. If you are focusing on your dick and your money, and you're not focusing on who you are as a person, and if the dom is doing that, then basically you're just, it's prostitution. It's just a financial exchange. You get a bit more creative with it, but it's nothing more than, the oldest profession in the world. Get me off and I'll give you money. Anyway, this is her game, and I'm not interested in really going through this. Oh, wow. This person says, "If you're from the Middle East, don't even fucking bother me. You are nothing but liars and disgusting dick in hand." Okay, so this person is also racist. Oh, wow. Yeah, I'm not going to bother with her. Yeah, not even going to bother with her. So we're looking at someone who says that she wants to communicate and friends are welcome, but if you are from a certain part of the world, if you are blessed with certain ancestry, then she's not interested in you and she judges you harshly. If you're not interested in opening your bank account to her, she's not interested in you. This is a farce. It's extremely wordy, but she's a bullshit artist, and I'm going to move on. Okay, last one. Now this looks okay, let's try her. Okay, female dominant 44. Was the last one dominant? No, I don't think so. A dominant is a person. A dominant female or a dominatrix is going to be a person who understands the lifestyle, who respects her sub. And yes, I did say respect. That doesn't mean that she can't toy with you and fuck with you and, wrap you around her little finger. It doesn't mean that. But it does mean that you understand that submission is a beautiful gift. It does mean that you understand that that person is your polar opposite, and when you come together, you make something beautiful together. So if you're treating your subs like fucking shit, if you are breaking their souls, if you are destroying them, shame on you, and that shit is going to come back to you. A dom is a person who respects you, who respects herself, and the space that you share together. She's going to take good care of you while she's training you, while she's conditioning you, while she's shaping and molding your ass into something that she finds attractive. Now, she does need to appreciate who you are as a person. It's not like she just takes any person and tries to shape and mold them into something that she wants. You need to like the person before you engage with them in BDSM. You have to at least like the person, and you have to find out who they are, what their personality is like, and that sort of thing. And once you understand that you're kind of on the same page and you have something to work with, there's some chemistry there, then you can start moving forward into conditioning and training and shaping and molding. It's a beautiful process. Let's see what's going on with this Dom. Female dominant, 44. All right, she says, hello, I love being a Dom. I have been gone for about a year and a half. I will have to meet someone first in our time together. We'll progress to where we can both really enjoy each other. So she looks like she's focusing on a relationship. She took some time off. Usually when we take time off and we come back, we have different insight. So I would say I'd be a little bit hopeful about her. She says, I was introduced to the role of a switch about 7 years ago, and I fell in love with it. It took intimacy to a whole new level for me, but I soon realized that the Dom position is what satisfies me. So she's been exploring, and she is more in tune with her personal truth. I like to see Doms expressing themselves. So she's saying, I explored, I was a switch, and I liked it, but it's not my truth. I can respect that. That's wonderful. She says, I perform all aspects, cuffs, sensory deprivation, pain, rope play. She's going through her fetishes. I also live a cougar lifestyle, so I do like men. Gosh, she's quite beautiful. She really is. And she doesn't look 44. She's quite beautiful. So I do like men that are younger than me, and I love to work out and do it daily without excuses. When I take control, it really is important that he feels comfortable with me, but I will lead. Now, I like this woman. Normal isn't... oh, this is fantastic. She says normal... She's quoting Morticia Adams. Normal is an illusion. What is normal to the spider is chaos for the fly. Morticia Adams. I swear this is ironic because just 30 minutes ago, I decided I was going to watch The Addams Family from 1991. I just never sat down and watched it, but I was interested in exploring Morticia Adams. I swear to you, I just watched that movie and I came over to do this podcast. That is hilarious. Now I really do like her. All right, and lastly, she says, lullaby for a sadist. One, I love hurting you. Two, I love your pain. Three, let's get together and play the sadist game. Four is for the torture, and five is for the shame. Because every time you want it, I get off on this game. Corn. This is interesting. She looks sensible. She takes good care of herself. She understands the importance of communication. She has been processing. She's clearly on a journey. Is she dominant? Yes, she is, and I like her. I would actually love to speak with her and get to know her a bit. You know what? I'm going to invite her to come to the show. We'll see how that goes. And if she agrees, then you guys will find out who she is. I really like this woman. Nice profile. Excellent introduction. We don't get a sense of who she is as a person. You know, you don't really get to know people through what they've written. But from what she's written, I would say she's off to a nice start. She sounds like she may be a little bit on the... She may be a bit dangerous, so she's not necessarily going to be for that person who's straight-laced and who's trying to, like, pop in just to get off. She's not going to let you get away with that shit. You're not going to get to come to her with your dick in your hand going, oh, look, mistress, I feel like serving you, get my dick off. That shit's not going to work with her. And for people who try that with her, I strongly suspect that they are going to find themselves in her web, and she will be on your mind day and night. She's going to fuck you over. Oh, I like her. I'm definitely going to invite her to the show. We'll see what she's like if she agrees to come. So, is she dominant? Yes, she is. So I think we went through 5 profiles, if I'm not mistaken. 3 of them were bullshit. 1 of them was hopeful, but she was a big letdown. And we found one that seemed to be, she seems hopeful. She seems hopeful, and actually, I'm interested in her. I'm definitely going to reach out to her. I'll do that right now and see what happens. All right, guys, I hope that you've learned something from this. When you're looking at profiles, go beyond the picture, the tits. Go beyond your fetish. Actually, I didn't even read her fetish list. I don't even know what's on it. You see, what I'm doing is trying to see who she is as a person, and you start from there. All right. I'm going to reach out to her and I'll let you guys know how it goes. Be mindful as you're reaching out to people. Put your fucking cock away if you are truly in this lifestyle looking for love, looking for a female-led relationship, a long-term relationship. Put your fucking dick away and focus on the dom that you're reaching out to. Put your dicks away. Read the profiles, try to understand who it is that you're reaching out to, and then communicate in a sensible fashion without mentioning your dick. Okay? Because it's a given. She's on a website that focuses on BDSM. She obviously loves sexual play. She has an interest in it. You don't have to bring your dick up. What you do have to do is try to understand the dom that you're reaching out to. What you do have to do is respect her. If you find someone who truly seems dominant, tread carefully and don't blow it. All right, guys, I'll talk to you again soon. This was the first episode of Dom or Not. To learn more about me, visit my website, alisacoaches.com, ALISACOACHES.com.